Music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
On the line now, I have Colm Ryder from the Dublin Cycling Campaign. Good morning, Colm.
Morning, John. Good to talk to you.
Great to talk to you as well, and thanks for taking the call. Now, we're going to talk about a cycle protest that's coming up, and we'll talk about that in a little while. But will you just tell the listeners a little bit about the Dublin Cycling Campaign and what it's all about?
Yeah, Dublin Cycling Campaign is a voluntary group. It's totally made up of voluntary members, and we basically are about making Dublin a better and a safer city for cyclists. But we also are concerned about pedestrians, about the public realm, about generally how the city works and how it operates for people.
Okay, now, I know it's very dangerous, especially in around town where there's a lot of trucks for cyclists and things like that. Now, the cyclists also do get a bit of bad press, about the rules of the road, like going through red lights and cycling on footpaths and stuff like that. What would you have to say to listeners about that, Colm?
Of course, there are. Unfortunately, there in any coterie of people, whether it be pedestrians or drivers or cyclists or motorbike riders, whatever the case may be, there's always the black sheep, the people who will do crazy things and who will annoy other people. And sometimes, actually, more than annoy them, they can actually injure them in minor accidents or whatever. But we would say, look, say to people, look, you've got to respect. If you're a cyclist, we would say to all our members, we would say to people who are generally cyclists, respect other users of the road. Be aware. Don't break the law. Just adhere to the law and be respectful of other users of the road.
All right. Is it a big organisation, the Dublin Cycling Campaign, Colm?
We're not huge. We are, a bit, because we are about advocacy, we're about making things better. We're not about just getting on your bike and going out and having a ride and having a bit of fun. We're really trying to work to make things better for people in the city. So we're not a huge organisation. We have well over 300 members, paid-up members. We have regular public meetings, and we get 50, 60, up to 100 people attending these meetings. So they're on a monthly basis. Because people, definitely, there are more people cycling in Dublin. It's growing despite the difficulties of actually getting around, despite the dangers at times. And there is no doubt that cycling is going to grow even more.
Yes, it is. It's growing. And even the government have a cycling campaign going. I mentioned there, it's very, very dangerous, especially in around town, especially with regards to trucks. And unfortunately, there's been a good few accidents. Is there any advice? I know the trucks say, if you can't see me, I can't see you. Is there any advice you can give the cyclists about trucks and, you know, trucks overtaking them?
Well, in general, we would be working with the Road Safety Authority, or trying to work with the Road Safety Authority. In fact, we're seeking a meeting with them on a lot of these issues. Because they essentially, what is happening here is that cyclists or pedestrians are always being told to watch out. And cyclists, if you like, and pedestrians are the victims. You know, they're the victims of road traffic accidents. And it's not... Drivers just need to be more aware. The first thing we would say is that drivers, particularly in urban situations, where there are people crossing the road, where there are cyclists, some poor cyclists maybe on the Dublin bikes weaving in and out, they've just got to be super careful in urban situations and got to be just watch out for other people on the road. Rather than sort of say, but we would also say to cyclists, obviously be very careful. If you're in a situation where there's no cycle lane and no cycle track, what we would say is command the lane. Be right there in front of traffic and say, look, regardless of whether they're beeping at you and telling you to hurry up, that you've got to be, don't put yourself into the curb where you could be shunted off to the side or onto the footpath. In general, command the lane. You've got to be strong, and sometimes it is difficult. And there have been a number of, as you say, tragic accidents this year in Dublin City alone, where one person has been killed. Donna Fox, a very seasoned cyclist, and a 30-year-old young woman that was killed there only just less than a month ago, down in Sever Place, by a truck. And of course, unfortunately, the truck driver obviously is very traumatized. But he definitely was in the wrong, and the poor cyclist is now dead.
Yeah, it's tragic. And now this cycle protest, it's to demand proper funding for cycling. Now, do you explain that to the listeners? Is it more cycle lanes you're talking about, or does it stretch further than that?
Well, it definitely stretches. It's a wide brief we're talking about. First of all, let me say, transport budget as planned over the next 6 years is approximately 10 billion euros. That's transport, cars, roads, public transport, including the Lewis, including the, it's approximately 10 billion euros in total. Of that figure, approximately 50 million is going, or 0.5% is going to cycling. And that's set up to improve cycling. You know, that would include greenways down the countryside. It includes all sorts of various issues, you know, because urban and rural cycling all around. So it's a minuscule amount in relation to cycling overall. And if you look at other European countries, you look at Holland, obviously, and Denmark would be the big examples where you have cycling levels of approximately 30% of traffic, 30% and more of traffic travels by bike every day in the major cities in Holland and Denmark. They're the kind of levels we want to need to reach, because Dublin is just, as most people who get around Dublin, it's a congested city. It just needs to get better. It needs to be better for pedestrians. Look at the corner of Dane Street and George Street any day, and look at the pedestrians being crowded and squeezed in the footpaths and not able to hardly get across the road. It's one of those situations. So funding for cycling as a transport mode just needs to increase. We would say we'd be aiming for a 10% rate of funding within the transport budget for cycling overall, to encourage people to get out there and to cycle. Because cycling is not just about being safe on the roads, it's also making people healthy. It's a very social kind of thing to do. It's a good way of mixing with people. And in the end, it will save our health budget quite a substantial amount of money if more people get out there cycling. It's been proven. There are WHO, the World Health Organization, statistics, and there's methodologies for actually measuring how much will be saved in terms of hospital bills, in terms of future deaths, and in terms of future sicknesses by more people getting out cycling, by being active.
Yeah, and it's also very helpful to the environment as well. We're not using petrol, etc.
Absolutely.
Now, So
we are saying, in terms of what we are saying in this protest, and obviously it has been prompted by the recent tragic death in Dublin City of Donna Fox, and that's a partly a prompt, but altogether there have been 9 cyclists killed, and they're not being killed by other cyclists. I mean, this is the reality of the situation. They're not being killed by other cyclists. They're being killed by vehicles on the road, by drivers in situations not being fully aware of what the situation is. And you might say it's careless, it's unfortunate, but it has happened, and it does happen. And the prompting of these things is to make, we need better infrastructure, we need safer infrastructure, we need people to feel, I mean, I'm sure, John, that you know many of your friends, and particularly females, who are actually afraid to get on bicycles in the city, because they're just scared of, particularly in certain areas. But they will look for, if you have safe infrastructure, if you have pleasant infrastructure, more people will get out there and will be using bikes and will be getting on them on a daily basis. And that's what this protest is about. Because the noises we are getting from the Department of Transport, from the powers that be, is that funding is actually going to be cut back in relation to what we would call active travel. And this is at a time when society, we just need to be having a healthier society. We need to have a more active society. And this is just the wrong time.
So cycling gets just, did you say, 0.5% of 1% of transport funding at the moment?
Approximately half of 1% of transport funding.
And they're saying they're going to cut that, and you're looking for, you want more funding put into cycling?
Absolutely, yep. Absolutely. We just think this is a risible figure to be talking about. It's got, there are documents there and there are policies there in relation to active travel and movement. It's in the Dublin City Development Plan. It's in virtually all local authority development plans. It's in government plans saying that we want to increase active travel and active travel modes. But the reality is that not enough is being put into these areas to make people change their mode of travel, their way of getting around.
Would you like some of this funding to go into education? I don't mean going into schools, although that would be an idea as well, to teach children about safety on bicycles. But to educate people to have more respect for each other. I mean, you mentioned earlier on motorists beeping at cyclists and tell them to get out of the way and hurry up. You reckon that'd be an idea or a runner?
Well, absolutely. Now, we in Dublin Cycling Campaign work pretty closely with Dublin Cycling, the Dublin City Council, and we also have, there's a new cycling officer there, Sarah Scanlon, who's a wonderful woman, and she's started up in the job. This is her first year in it, and we are working with them. We have proposed, and it's in the process of getting together what we call a respect campaign, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, yeah. Respect campaign. Basically, we're going to be working with the AA, the Automobile Association, with the Road Safety Authority, with the Garda, with other organisations, in trying to build up literally what you say, that idea of respect and people being caring for each other and being extremely careful. Speeding, in particular on urban roads, it's a well-known fact. The statistics are there from the Road Safety Authority, what they call free speed surveys. The number of people that in standard 50 kilometre an hour zones that are speeding, that are going well over the limit, is frightening. It's frightening, and it's one of the reasons these accidents are happening. People are just not obeying the law. The drivers are not obeying the law, and they're creating situations which make it more dangerous for other users of the road. But also, can I say that the Cycling Ireland, for instance, are working on the they've got funding from the government to work on what they call a Cycle Right program, which is about training of, particularly in terms of young people and kids in schools. And hopefully that's one of the areas that has been threatened with cutbacks. It's been delayed certainly right now to bring in this program for kids, to make kids more aware, to get them out cycling from schools to work, to have safe routes to schools, so that people, instead of being driven up to the gates of the school by car and not getting enough exercise, that they're actively moving and walking and cycling to school every day.
Yes, definitely. There is more funding needed to go in there. What sort of reaction are you getting from the powers that be, Colm?
It's a slow uphill climb. People will tell you, will say one thing, and they certainly would be very positive. But in the end of the day, when it comes down to actually budgeting, and this applies to obviously to lots of areas. I mean, we're not ridiculous in saying that homeless issue is a big issue. There are other major health issues that are around there, but certainly within the overall context of things, the priorities need to be got right by the government. We are finding while we meet with officials, we have certainly lobbied politicians. We have put in a submission on this particular budget in terms of the funding issues, in terms of the Bike to Work scheme, in terms of improving the situation overall through the budget for cyclists and making things better, making things easier. So we work in that area, but it's not always that easy, as most groups like ourselves will know, working in that area.
Right. Well, tell us now that protest, when it's happening, what time, and what people can expect.
Next Monday evening, and you will get details online on our website, www.dublincycling.ie. The protest is next Monday evening. It's a sort of, just for a lot of people anyway, I won't say for everybody, it's a gathering at 5:30 in Merrion Square. It's on Merrion Square, on the west side, which is just at the back of the Dáil buildings, and it will take off approximately at 5:45 on next Monday evening, and we'll be submitting letters into the minister, Shane Ross, and hopefully we'll be meeting him and handing in the protest letter to him in relation to funding for cycling. That's over in Leeson Lane in the Department of Transport funding area, and that's part of the overall protest. So it is taking place, in other words, next. It's all, but people are asking people to come on their bikes, so you'll have as many bikes as possible, be as noisy as possible, bring whistles, you have your bells, etc. Be colourful. We want people to see that bikes matter in the city. That, you know, we need to get a proper place in the city overall in the future.
And as you say, cycling is growing rapidly every year, and so it needs more funding, and it needs people need to respect each other. Is there anything you'd like to add, Colm?
No. Overall, it's just a case. We are saying, first of all, that I mean, look, I'm not saying it's the panacea for everything, but really, if you put 1,000 euros into cycling as opposed to 1,000 euros into a motorway or roadway, you will get about 8 times the economic return. And it's a well-known fact. There's studies worldwide in relation to this. Cycling, putting money into cycling infrastructure and cycling actually makes sense economically. It makes sense for the benefit socially and economically. And I think that is probably one of the biggest messages that it is to take away. And even though, I mean, people will scream about bypasses for various towns, whether it be New Ross or Tuam or whatever the case may be, I mean, you are talking about hundreds of millions of investment there. You were talking about relatively low cost investment to make cycling, put in cycling infrastructure, to make it safer for people, to make it more attractive to people to cycle. And you'll get a much better return, both in societal terms and in economic terms.
Righto, well listen, hopefully everything goes well on Monday. It's Merrion Square West, I think it's outside the Natural History Museum, where you meet, and it'll meeting at 5:30 and then taking off at 5:45. Hopefully everything goes peacefully and safely, Colm, and I wish you luck with that. And I hope people listen.
Thank you very much, John.
Across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.